ILC Dover's resilient tunnel plug sits on a shelf on the side of a large tunnel, like a subway tunnel. It's only about 5 feet tall. But when deployed, it can inflate to more than 30 feet long and 16 feet in diameter, filling a tunnel so water or gas can't get through.
So when the water comes, it's pushing on one end of the plug, but the air pressure inside is pushing against the walls of the tunnel.
That's ILC Dover's senior product engineer, Jeff Rauschy. He says the tunnel plug is set up to stop water from rising and flooding a tunnel, but it can also help in a terrorist situation, blocking toxins, for example, from traveling through a subway system. The Department of Homeland Security has been investigating using this type of technology to protect tunnels for a few years. And John Fortune from its Science and Technology Directorate says when they first looked at it, a lot of people didn't think it would work.
And it's not been all successes. It's been different designs. Some have worked, some have not worked at all. And so we've taken our lessons, learned from them, built better each time, and then come up with the design you see today.
Fortune says this design, made of high-strength manufactured fibers called Vectrin, has proven successful in testing. And if a transit agency or a city wanted to use one, they'd have to work with ILC Dover to determine the best way to install it, likely modifying a tunnel to fit the plug. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.